ABC Sunshine Coast. And let's have a look at what's happening with school holidays. Somebody who's got her finger on the pulse of things this school holidays is Kids on the Coast Editor-in-Chief for Shore Media, who have a printed magazine and digital. You probably remember us chatting with Angela Sutherland when we first started our publications and podcast segment. I said we'd catch up again in the holidays. And Angela, here we are. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you, Sheridan?
I am very well, and I imagine that, you know, heading into school holidays, your publication's, you know, more popular than ever before. What can we feast our eyes on and, at the moment, our ears on when it comes to what we can read about in Kids on the Coast this holidays?
Oh, look, our September issue's just come out, so we've got all sorts in the issue this time. I mean, we've got a big rundown of school holidays because there's so much going on the Sunshine Coast. Do you want me, I can run through what we've got going on.
Yeah, give us a couple of tips, because I know that, you know, often in the first few days of school holidays, everyone's enthusiastic, the parents are out and about, the grandparents are involved, carers, you know, everybody's got ideas, and then you sort of hit this, you know, mid and towards the end of the first week, and it's like, what are we doing today, Mum? And it's like, oh, I don't know, can we have a day off? So let's get a few things so that people can do some planning.
Oh, absolutely. Look, there's a lot going on the Sunshine Coast this school holidays. We've got the Frog Princes on at the Event Centre in Caloundra, which is a live stage adaptation of the Grimm Tale, which is great for kids. Like, they want to go and see a bit of a stage show. Noosa Civic has a herd of dinosaurs. They have landed there. So there's a whole heap of interactive dinosaur fun there. Paw Patrol, they're rolling in to Sea Life Sunshine Coast, and I believe they need some help to find some missing pups. So that could be fun for the little ones. The Skyline Ferris Wheel is also still at Caloundra. They've extended their stay. So this is a great one if you want to keep the kids entertained without doing anything too energetic. You can go get some views of the Sunshine Coast. There's lots going. One of my favourites actually is the Wheelie Fun bike camps that are on at the Uni Sports Ground. They're only on this week. They're bike sessions for little ones starting to learn to ride a bike, which is great for those little ones that aren't very confident on a bike. It's all in a very safe environment, traffic free, with coaches. So that's probably one of my favourites of the week.
And you make it nice and easy for everybody, because they can actually click on, if they go to Kids in the Coast online, you just click on Sunshine Coast, and then there's a calendar there as well.
There is, yes. We've actually just re-released our website, and now we've got a whole calendar there of what's going on, not just school holidays, but all year round. We do Sunshine Coast, and you can now look at Brisbane and Gold Coast as well on there in different sections. So, yeah, it's got everything you need, whether you want to look for classes, workshops, maybe going for a hike, where to go camping on the Gold Coast. Yes, we've managed to really work hard and pull all that information together into one resource for families now.
And what have you got for us to read while the kids are busy mucking around? Any feature stories that you'd like to highlight?
Oh, if you manage to get time to sit down with a hot or cold coffee, either or is good. Our September issue is out now. It's our health and wellbeing edition. We just thought, as we step into spring, we thought we would focus on hopefully coming out of a bit of lockdown, focus on some health, wellbeing. We've got a big feature on beach safety this time. We've got experts from local swim instructors and Surf Life Saving Queensland on beach safety for families, and especially as, you know, we've had winter and families have been having quite disrupted swimming lessons over the last 12 months. So that's quite a good one for families who are thinking of getting down to the beach this summer. We've got a competition giving away 6 months of swimming lessons, so that's well worth entering. And we also visit several local schools to find out about the wellbeing programs that they've implemented in their classrooms, just to see how they're dealing with wellbeing, as it's such a critical topic now for children and adults. We've also got heaps on fitness, kids, baby first aid, art therapy, all about health and well-being for families. So yeah, you're is that
It's a
enough?
huge addition. Well, I'm just thinking of you, Angela, because I know you're a mum yourself. You've been putting all of this together. It has to be, ready for everybody else to enjoy during school holidays. You must arrive at school holidays yourself absolutely exhausted.
I do, and then my kids are here, and I'm like, right, what are we gonna do? I'm like, I know where we can find out what to do. So yeah, no, it is absolute chaos, but I love it. So and it's great to be able to share this information with families, because I know how hard it was when my kids were little to find stuff to do. So now I'm hoping we make that a lot easier for families on the Sunshine Coast, and of course Brisbane and Gold Coast as well.
Well, thank you so much for giving us your time today. Enjoy the rest of the school holidays and let's catch up before the year is through. I'd like to talk about the Christmas edition.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm
Thank
sure
you.
you're already having to plant a few seeds for that
I
one. Take
am.
care.
Thank you.